This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And the site itself been redesigned, actually a second time here within the last week. We've changed up. It's more cosmetic. The site went through a major redesign at the brand new turn of the year here, the new year. But just this week, we kind of gave
the turn
it a
of the
facelift.
Decade, right?
Yeah. Well, it yeah, sort of.
Your decades.
So we gave it a facelift this week, and it sounds like people are liking it. Mark, you said you've gotten some positive feedback.
I
wrote me an email that you did not like it, but, hey, you can't please everybody.
Yeah,
so head over to freetalklive.com. I wrote him back. He said he was having trouble finding things on the site, and the site itself hasn't really fundamentally changed as far as how you find things. So I wrote him back asking, well, what are you having trouble finding? He didn't write me back.
Mm. He probably found it.
Yeah, enjoy the new site, freetalklive.com. It allows you to actually influence some of the topics that we discuss on the program by submitting show prep ideas to the website, and other listeners can vote them up and vote them down, and you can do the same thing at freetalklive.com.
You know, it's a frustrating thing, new stuff, because you have
to learn.
Yeah, right. I don't like new things. I like to know how things work, you know, sort of the old way. But at the same time, I like new things because they're generally more functional. They're better in some way. So you've kind of got to walk this line, how to make something new and usable in the same old way, but, you know, better technologically.
Now, Mark and Luther here tonight, all three of us are participants in the Free State Project. We made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project in order to get active for more liberty in our lifetime. And in the process of getting active, I have enjoyed the company of some families that have come out. I mean, Mark, you do have a family. You've got your two-year-old, right?
Yeah, he's just two, yes.
2-year-old son, Jack, and your wife. But Jack's not really old enough to where he could come out and join in any kind of significant level of activism. You could tote him around with you, but he's not really going to stand there on his own and, you know, and comprehend what is happening.
We held high, Jack held a sign on the last election.
But there's a young there is another family up here with a young man who they bring out from time to time. We call him the president, and the reason for that is because, well, the government people figure that everybody is organized just like they are. So the government people presume that the liberty activists must have the same top-down structure, this command and control kind of structure that, well, all of the ground floor activists, you're all taking orders from somebody who's taking orders from somebody who's taking orders by some shadowy corporate masters. And this is their mentality. This is how their organization is.
I remember at the Liberty Forum at the 420 protest, actually, somebody was walking around. Some guy, I guess he was having his own protest down the street. He came by and he was yelling, "Who is your leader? Who is your leader?"
That's just so funny to hear.
Yeah.
Right. Well, the answer is everybody, because nobody is the leader and no one is in charge of anybody else in this movement. It's one of the really nice parts about this. There's no head for head to cut off that is going to neuter this movement. If one person is arrested and put in a jail cell, the rest of them just activate themselves and do whatever it is they think is right to help out in that situation. So from time to time, they will target some of us, but targeting some of us doesn't do anything overall because, well, they'd have to target all of us, and there are over 800 Free Staters here, and that doesn't count the hundreds of liberty, maybe thousands of liberty-minded people that are already here active in New Hampshire as well. So sometimes we just kind of point at this young man who we call the president. Whenever somebody asks, well, who's in charge here? We'll point at him. And, of course, he's 7 years old. And so it's just kind of
so send him to the stick him on the trial.
It's just kind of a joke, right? Because, I mean, what are they going to do? What are they going to do to a 7-year-old? Well, here's an idea from the Des Moines Register. 12-year-old war protester Frankie Hughes was arrested late Wednesday for trespassing after she allegedly refused to leave U.S. Senator Tom Harkin's Des Moines office. On Thursday morning, the girl's mother, who was standing outside Harkin's office when Frankie was taken into custody, was ticketed for contributing to the delinquency of a minor. So that's what they could do. They could arrest the parents of a young person who's involved at a protest of some sort, at some sort of activism event. And not only will they can they arrest the minor, but they can also arrest the parents and charge them with contributing to delinquency for taking their children out or taking their child out on some sort of an activist excursion.
It's outrageous.
That'll create a chilling effect on families getting involved in activism now, won't it?
It would. And, you know, I kind of... Like I'm sort of on the fence on this one. There's certain situations I find myself like, man, a kid should not be at that protest. And there's other situations where, well, clearly children should be there. For instance, the there was a homeschooling protest, and the state house was hearing a bill that would have made New Hampshire the most arduous, awful place to homeschool in the nation, right next to Germany probably, and that would be the world, but the parents brought in their kids, and there were more than 1,000 homeschoolers and their kids, and it was incredible to see all these nicely cared for women and their children, and of course their dads were there too, and it was just amazing to see. And that's clearly a place that it made perfectly good sense. So I'm no one to say how you're supposed to take care of your kid and what protests you should take them to, but I do think that there's times when it just seems inappropriate to me.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. Some people might argue that bringing your kids to a 420 celebration may be inappropriate, but that's only from the viewpoint of people that are uncomfortable with the idea of recreational use of drugs. So I think that each family gets to decide for themselves what their children get involved in. And clearly this anti-war protest is what we're talking about here. They were in the senator's office for the purposes of protesting the war. Indeed, 12-year-old Frankie said this. How crazy, she said, after she learned after school that her mother had been charged. She didn't contribute to anything. I did what was in my heart. No one suggested I do what I did. Now, of course, you could also point out that her mom raised her with whatever set of values and beliefs that she raised her with. But essentially, this is the government saying that your set of values and beliefs is threatening to the state. And so, therefore, we're going to go ahead and charge you with some crimes because, well, you raised your children to believe X, Y, Z. Yeah. You raised your children to be to believe that war is bad. And we believe that acting on your beliefs, it's fine, you can believe whatever you want, but actually acting on your beliefs and standing in a senator's office is a crime. And so, therefore, we're going to arrest you for that. There's more of those to the story here. She said she did what was in her heart. The charge against Renee Espeland, age 49, of Des Moines, is a simple misdemeanor. Police say Espeland knowingly encouraged and contributed to her daughter's arrest. Well, wait a minute. Wouldn't it have been the police that contributed knowingly to the girl's arrest? I don't see how mom could have contributed to the police handcuffs on.
How would mom know for sure the police were going to follow through?
Sure, they make threats all the time just to try to get you to comply. The situation's unusual, situation is unusual, police and a Drake University law professor agreed. Des Moines Police Sergeant David Murillo said, I understand and fully appreciate a person's constitutional right to free speech. However, this was a case of bringing a child into a criminal arena.
Dum, 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 dum.
Criminal arena, as though they were dealing in guns, stolen guns, or plotting a murder or something like that.
It was the senator's office, right?
Yes.
He's right, then.
Good point, criminal arena.
It absolutely is a criminal arena.
Charging the girl. That's right. You should not bring children into senator's offices.
Period. Dear God, you should not expose your children to this level of crime. I mean, if you're going to, pass laws on who gets to raise their kids and who doesn't, for God's sakes, the criminals that work for the government, especially at its highest level, should not be able to raise children.
Charging the girl's mother in a protest is an unusual move, said the Drake professor. I think they're trying to put a scare into the peace movement, he said, of police. And Frank said she'll probably, excuse me, that was, Sally Frank, Drake professor. We're dealing with a girl named Frankie, professor named Sally Frank. Frank said of police, I think they're trying to put a scare into the peace movement. She said she'll probably defend the protesters who were charged, saying there's a difference between encouraging a child to break the law and encouraging thought and care for other people. When you think of contributing to the delinquency of a minor, you think of a parent allowing their children to get involved in drugs, not a peaceful protest. We'll tell you a little bit more about what happened in the incident here in a moment. Also, take your calls about what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial on in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Listen in. We've got different listening options for you. Broadband version of the show, a dial-up version, our webcam, and even listen lines that allow you to tune in via any cell phone or other phone that can dial long distance. Head on over to listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or a living trust, even register a trademark. They're empowering you and protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. It's LegalZoom.com. If you use code FTL, you can save $10 off your order at LegalZoom.com. If you don't have a will, you're setting your family up for a world of hardship if you happen to die. And then all your stuff goes to the government, and they decide how it gets passed out. LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. DesMoinesRegister.com is telling a story that anybody who considers themselves an activist should be pretty outraged about, especially if you have a family. Because they've charged, not only have they charged a 12-year-old girl with, trespassing, because she stayed in the office of a U.S. senator and refused to leave with her mother. They charged her mom as well, as I understand it. They also charged her mother with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, which is a misdemeanor. The incident occurred late Wednesday afternoon at the federal building in Des Moines. The police were called there because Christine Gaunt, age 53, of Grinnell, allegedly refused to leave after Harkin's office had closed for the day. Federal security officers told police that Gaunt was on the floor in Harkin's office. When police went to the office, they also found Frankie, the 12-year-old girl, sitting in a chair and refusing to leave. Espeland was standing outside the office. Espeland is her mother. I was told that if Frankie didn't leave the office, she would be arrested for criminal trespass, according to the police report. She allegedly told police she wasn't going to tell Frankie to leave and felt it was important for her daughter to be arrested for the cause. Now, that was according to the police report, so who knows what she actually said. Espeland disputes that part of the police report, in fact. Frankie and Gaunt were arrested for allegedly trespassing, so apparently mom was not arrested for trespassing, but was ticketed for contributing to the delinquency because she was not in the office. Frankie, a sixth grader at a middle school in the area, will be referred to juvenile court at a later date on the trespassing charge. Espeland goes to court on the charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor next week. She says, "I will be pleading not guilty. It was an act of conscience. I didn't tell Frankie to do this. I went with her. To be civically involved, it was impossible for me to intervene at that point." Asked how her classmates reacted to learning she'd been arrested during a war protest, the 12-year-old said that everyone was too focused on my new haircut. We really didn't get around to it. Within an hour of being ticketed on Thursday, Espeland was at Nolan Plaza holding a war protest sign and handing out leaflets demanding an end to the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. So it's good to know that there are at least some people out there continuing the anti-war movement, even during the Obama administration, because it seems like the anti-war movement has pretty much dried up since Obama got elected. Because
yeah, certainly you can't count on the Democrats, at least the liberal sorts, to talk about peace right now. It seems like, well, they've got peace. They've got Obama.
Well, he's doing what he can. I mean, he inherited this from Bush.
He got a peace right. prize, for God's sakes. What do you want? I mean, of course you need the murderer in chief to get a peace prize, and then he's not a killer anymore.
It's crazy. And you're absolutely right, Luther. I mean, this is what people are doing. They're just pawning off the fact that nothing is changing. In fact, he's adding troops in Afghanistan. They pawn it off on the, well, it's just so difficult to clean up the mess of his predecessor. I mean, he's trying. He's doing everything he can. This is what they told me on the radio this past week. You can get the archive, the talkback archive, at freekeen.com. But it's this, well, you know, he's only had a year.
He's the commander-in-chief.
He's only had a year. Okay.
He's the commander-in-chief. He can't issue a dictate that says, you can lie to yourself you want. This is what my friends
have to do what the generals say.
No,
the generals
you don't.
Say
the generals do not outrank Barack Obama. He's the commander-in-chief.
Yes, but he has to. They're the experts. They're the experts. And he has to listen. It has to be
experts
a slow
at fighting wars. Why would you ask people that are the chiefs at fighting wars how to be peaceful? Why would you do that?
He loves you. He loves the people in the Middle East. He's doing everything.
That's why he's ordering more predator attacks in the last I can't remember what it is. He's had more predator attacks than Bush ever
had. They're love drones, and they're dropping
love drones that kill people.
They're dropping candy hearts.
People can tell themselves whatever story they want about this. Barack Obama's the commander-in-chief. He can get every military personnel out of Afghanistan and Iraq today if he wanted to. Well, maybe not today. By the next 72 hours if he wanted to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But it's good to know that there are people out there that are still doing anti-war related activities and are dedicated enough to have themselves arrested for it. Of course, none of this is going to stop the federal government from doing what they're doing, but I still feel good that there are people out there who demand to be heard and who will refuse to cooperate. I just think it's awful how they're handling this. I mean, they are absolutely attempting to intimidate parents from getting involved, getting their children involved in being active. And I think that's really a chilling, scary thing to do. And I hope that parents aren't frightened by this out there, parents that consider themselves interested in activism, that they aren't frightened away from getting out and getting their feet on the ground and actually getting out and doing something more than just begging politicians, something that actually does involve some level of risk. But, of course, you know, down the line, they could steal this woman's child from her. They could take her. They could send CPS over there and say, well, you've been busted for delinquency, contributing to a delinquency of a minor, and so you're not a fit parent anymore. And they could just steal her child from her. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if it came to that. So it's just really disappointing to see this happen. And I don't want anybody to be scared away, but I wouldn't blame them if they were. Nobody wants their family to be destroyed by their activism. But if you don't do anything, then if you don't take any risks, and if your kids aren't involved, then I just think that's really then missing out on something really interesting. And there is a level that children can be involved in of activism that parents would be arrested for that the kids wouldn't necessarily be arrested for. So I think there's a real role for having children involved in activism. Have the child go up and talk to the bureaucrats and see how they react to the child asking them questions, with video cameras trained on them. I think
I'm not sure how well the kid will think on their feet, but, you know, right, you never right. know.
Children were used in the civil rights movement a lot during
the
protests.
Yes, they were. They were absolutely yeah. were yeah. during the civil rights movement. I think that the first thing you can do if you're worried about CPS confiscating your child because you are involved in activism is don't answer the door when CPS comes. I was very proud of my wife today. There was
CPS came over?
I sleep with earplugs in, so I don't hear much. She comes in and throws a pillow at me and says, Mark! And, get up. And I guess I don't know why I was asleep at 9 a.m. Usually 8:20 is my wake-up time. Jack will come in and say have me read a book, which I can barely see. But there was a guy at the door, so I went to the door and opened it up, and there was a gentleman down there, and he said that he wanted to do an assessment on the house. He wanted to know if it was finished. He said, it's finished. And he didn't – it's the same guy from the last time, so he didn't ask to come in because I told him, you're not coming in without a warrant. So he said, might I take some measurements?
Can't they just hit you with any assessment they want to if you don't let them inside?
That's my understanding.
All right. You can finish your story here in a moment.
I'm finished.
But you were proud of your wife or something.
She
right?
didn't. She didn't answer the door.
Oh, okay. We're coming up here. But you did. You opened the door. More
well,
or less.
I wanted to find out what you wanted.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0367.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Just dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this program, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in. We'll reinvest it into the show. Get on more radio stations. Just cross the 70-station threshold, by the way. Thank you to our Free Talk Live amplifiers for helping make that possible. You get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only podcast, which is minus our usual podcast commercials. Also, you'll get access to the AMP-only phone lines and forum and more. Get all the details and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options at amp.freetalklive.com.
Also, take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use startpage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy while you search. Also, each one of the search results has a little link underneath it that you can go to the website by a proxy, which normally you have to pay for on the internet, and startpage.com gives it to you for free. You can take their 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. They have a little link there at startpage.com that you can put it in your search thing in the upper right-hand corner of your screen. That's where I have it, and it's pretty awesome. Startpage.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Started the show out tonight with a very disturbing story, and especially, I think, for people who are families that love liberty and families that not only love liberty but are willing to get active in support of achieving more liberty in our lifetime. We've got a story out of Des Moines where a 12-year-old girl has been arrested, charged with trespassing for refusing to leave an office of a U.S. senator at the end of their so-called business day. Her mother was also charged, even though she wasn't in the office. She was charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor for allegedly encouraging her daughter to engage in such illicit activities. And I just wonder, to all of our listeners out there who do have families, or perhaps maybe you're planning on having a family, does this dissuade you from getting active? Does this dissuade you from involving your children in your choice, you know, your chosen activism? And I don't just mean if you're planning on doing civil disobedience. I also just mean in general, because remember, just because you don't get involved in civil disobedience or non-cooperation doesn't mean that you won't be targeted. It doesn't mean that you won't be singled out as a threat to the state, a threat to the establishment, and attacked by the establishment in whatever way they possibly can. Point of example, there have been plenty of stories of, say, business owners who have run for a political office to try to unseat some incumbent who is just seen as a terrible politician. So local business owner, fairly well known in the area, decides to step up and go ahead and run for that local office. And then all of a sudden the health code violations start, you know, the health code inspector starts showing up and finding problems where there had never been problems before. And the fire department inspector comes
fire
in.
Fire marshal's here. Oh, my God, you don't have 57 exits for people to run through.
Right.
When they strike a match.
Or they find something else to charge you with, or zoning issues with your house, or whatever. There have been so many instances of this over the years. So it's just my question again, anybody that's got a family out there, if you've heard the story here tonight of this 12-year-old getting charged and the mom being charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor, does that make you want to stick your head in the ground and hide, you know, like an ostrich? Does that make you want to run away from activism? Does it say to you that, man, there's something really wrong with the society, and now I really want to get more involved than ever? Because when I hear something like this, and I don't have kids, but it makes me think, boy, sure would be nice if we had a kids protest. Like, if we had enough young people in this movement. We don't yet, but one day we will. I mean, one day we're all members of the Free State Project. We moved to New Hampshire in order to get active for liberty. It seems like it's easier for single people to move here than families, but the families are coming. They are on their way. Some
of the single people are meeting people of the opposite sex and beginning to procreate, too.
There's that as well. So, I mean, down the line, another 5-10 years down the line, we're going to have a whole lot more families here. In fact, there have been enough families that have showed up in the Keene area that we've started a families website on Facebook called the Monadnock Families for Liberty. So they're already starting to get together. Most of them have younger children. But again, 5-10 years down the line, those kids are going to be 10, 15 years old. And once they're getting up in that age range, this girl was 12, they're certainly old enough to be thinking independently. They're old enough to listen to what their parents have to say and say, yeah, I agree with that, or no, my parents are full of S. You know, they're old enough to say no and to, in many cases, not want to be around their parents, certainly at age 12. It's fairly common. So, I mean, if they still want to be around their parents and they want to be involved in activism, I think it would be incredibly powerful to have some kind of youngsters' event. I don't know what it would be, whether it would be just something simple like a protest or doing some kind of backing up mom and dad as they do some civil disobedience. I think that having young people involved in activism, whatever the activism is really powerful, because I think the police would probably behave a little differently. We've seen the police behave differently when cameras are around, number one.
Certainly.
But yeah. Imagine how police would behave with cameras and children around. Cameras and young
teens. They'll arrest them. I mean, in this situation, the 12-year-old went to the senator's office. The cops, I assume, put cuffs on her.
They arrested her, absolutely. But we don't know if there were cameras involved there. And so, I mean, if the cops are arresting children and they're being videotaped arresting children, doesn't that look a whole lot worse than them arresting some 25-year-old or a 50-year-old or something?
Absolutely.
Like that? So, but then again, it's easy for me to sit here and say this. I don't have kids. So, Mark, I mean, as the parent here who's going to have in 10 years a 12-year-old son, I mean, how do you feel about all this? Are you intimidated?
I couldn't say. I mean, if Jack wanted to come to some event, then, you know, I probably would bring him if I felt it was an appropriate event. And I don't know. I mean, I just don't know. To me, it's about what Jack wants to do more than anything.
Well, that's an interesting point. I wonder how this would have gone down. Imagine if you were in this situation, Mark, and you and Jack were at the senator's office doing some protest. Closing time comes. You leave because, you know, you got your radio show to do. You don't want to get arrested for doing this event. But Jack, who's this, you know, coming into his own man here? He's 12 years old. He's going to be a teenager soon, and he's getting older and more responsible, and he doesn't want to be told what to do. Let's say you, unlike this mom who's alleged to have encouraged her daughter to get arrested, what if you say something to the effect of, Jack, get out of that office. Let's go. Let's get out of here. I don't want you to get arrested today. And he says, no.
Mm-hmm.
And he refuses to obey you. I wonder if they could still come after you for contributing to the delinquency of a minor, for even bringing him into the situation in the first place, where you could say,
so
well,
look, it's clear in that situation that I'm using him as a human shield. So, you know, obviously that's what they do.
It's clear you're using him as a human shield.
That's the way they see it. I mean, you know, they every time a child does something and you hear it talked about on the radio and you hear people talking about, well, it's obviously the parents. We need to hold the parents responsible for this. As if they have little remote controls shoved up their bums and you can make them do what you want them to do. I mean, they're little people.
Right, but I'm saying, right, you wanted him to leave. At least that's what the expression was.
I'm sorry.
Would they charge you anyway?
It wouldn't matter at all.
Right, that's my question. Would they charge you anyway and say, you told him to do this, this was a big plot, you brought him there in the first place, and so you're being charged?
Yes, absolutely.
800-259-9231. I just think that I hope that parents won't be discouraged by this. Liberty-loving parents, please don't be discouraged by this story, because they are going to try to make it worse. In many cases, they may steal children. We were talking about Barry Cooper off the air. Barry, who, of course, from NeverGetBusted.com, had his wife's son, his stepson, if you will, stolen from them because they got busted in a raid on their house, which they found a roach or something like that, a marijuana roach, cannabis roach, and they stole their son because of that. So again, the allegation there, well, because you use cannabis, you're a bad person, and so you're putting your children in danger of whatever, knowing the truth about the war on drugs, and so we're going to steal your children from you. So I think it's going to come down to that, but it would be very interesting to see how, if something like this happened here in New Hampshire, where there's a tremendous activist group to back up parents, what would happen differently here as far as how would the activists pour out to support this young person or the mother in order to back them up in this situation? More coming up. You can bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gun Day, Gun Day, Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
As the U.S. and the world slip slowly into economic and financial gridlock, some economists predict a global financial meltdown and economic collapse worse than we have ever seen. Don't wait for the edicts to start coming out of Washington, D.C. before you begin to fill your pantry. Prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now. Ready Reserve Food has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest and dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish, with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Many companies do not even offer a catalog, but we will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us to prepare for financial and economic Armageddon now at 800-453-2202 for your free catalog now.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give
give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those. And if you get signed up, you can get various different you can have our news updates delivered in various different ways, including email, Twitter, and Facebook. So pick and choose, mix and match, take all three, whatever works best for you. You can get them for free, of course, over at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
Speaking, as we have, of educating children about liberty in the last few segments, how soon do you want to start teaching that child that's special to you about the ideas of liberty? I figured I couldn't start soon enough with my child, Jack, and so we got him this book called An Island Called Liberty. It's a picture book for children, and we read it together all the time. It's kind of like Ayn Rand meets Dr. Seuss. It's simple story, graceful rhymes, and beautiful illustrations on every page will make it a favorite of any child. So go to freemarketunderdog.com, see some samples right there, and order today. Get a 10% discount for listeners of Free Talk Live with coupon code FTL. An Island Called Liberty at freemarketunderdog.com.
800-259-9231. Just discovered during the break there that there's a breaking news at cannabisculture.com where the cannabis civil disobedience movement, and it really is a movement here now in Keene, New Hampshire, has finally gotten the coverage it deserves. Cannabis Culture Magazine is probably one of it's one of the two premier marijuana publications out there. They did cease the actual print version of Cannabis Culture simply because they were literally throwing money down a hole, because that's what's happened to the print industry. It's just become so financially difficult to operate. They've decided to shut down that, but they're still operating. Mark and Jody Emery, the founders and the folks running things behind the scenes there, tremendous activists. We've had Mark on this program a number of times in the past. Jody also is a member of our Shrine of Female Listeners. They're Free Talk Live fans and listeners, and I'm a fan of what they do over at CannabisCulture.com. Mark Emery, one of the prominent, probably the most prominent cannabis activist in the world. He is wanted currently by the United States federal government and is in the process of being extradited from Canada to the United States. Last I'd heard was that was still in kind of being held up. Originally, he was supposed to be sent there last year. We talked to him in the fall of last year, and they've managed to throw enough, I guess, wrenches into the legal process, and there's enough demand up in Canada, public demand, to leave Mark Emery alone, because he's a hero up there. that the government has been certainly dragging their feet. The Canadian government has been dragging their feet at actually transferring him down to the United States.
So he's incarcerated, but they haven't transferred.
No, he's free. He's out.
Okay.
He was incarcerated. When we talked to him, he was getting ready to go to jail last year. They did put him in. Somehow they managed to get him out while they were still waiting for some sort of finalization of the extradition.
The cogs in the legal system certainly do turn slowly.
So he's still out there, and they're still putting out great product over at CannabisCulture.com. In fact, I had sent them an email. I sent Jody an email a while back, giving her just a few weeks ago, giving her an update on some of the things that were going on here with the cannabis celebrations, the recent crackdowns going on in Nashua at the 420 celebrations that popped up there during the Liberty Forum. That was my reason for emailing them, and I said, hey, take a look at this. This is what's been going on here. And they said they wanted to do a full feature story on the entire cannabis legalization, the cannabis decriminalization movement up here in New Hampshire, and specifically here in the Keene area, because this is really where the heart of it, this is where it's really originating from. And so they came back at me with that offer, and on top of that, they pay you to write for them. So they offered to pay, and of course I said, well, look, I'm not going to do this. I passed it on to one of our bloggers at FreeKeene.com, JJ, who runs the local FreeKeene newspaper here, FreeKeene Press, and he put together something like a 4,000-word article, and I cobbled together some pictures from some of the other activists that have been out there at these various different 420 celebrations, and put together some of the video footage from ObscuredTruth.com. We sent it all in, and it's up right now at CannabisCulture.com. It is one of their four or five feature stories on the website, and it is incredibly good. They did a great job presenting this, and I think it's going to bring a lot of attention to some of the things that are happening here in Keene. And really, it's sad that it really hasn't been much attention given to what's been going on here at all. It's what's happening is literally civil disobedience every single day at 4:20 in the afternoon. We've all been there. We've all seen it happen. Some of us have participated in it. And that alone is it's got to be a world record. I mean, the idea that there could be so much civil disobedience going, what are you laughing about?
Ian's baby isn't getting the press.
It's not my baby. I didn't start this.
You were hoping for it to start for a very, very long time. We've talked about it on the show for years
Sure. What cannabis user who supports the idea of decriminalization wouldn't hope for something like this? Wouldn't hope for some...
Right. All right. I remember always hearing about, this year we're planning the smokeout. You know, we'll do it at the college campus, and it'll be great. Everybody will show up. You
mean back in Florida?
Yeah, anywhere. You know, and it's just nothing ever happened. No, nothing
they didn't even
ever.
Not even once a year on the college campus.
No, nothing ever materialized from it.
Sometimes that happens. There's a college out in Colorado that I think has a history of doing it on a yearly basis, and that's great. That's cool. But here it's happening every single day. So it's good to see it finally getting the coverage it deserves. And thanks again to the folks over at CannabisCulture.com for doing an incredible job at covering the cannabis legalization movement. 800-259-9231. Oh, and while we're on the topic of drugs, I did finally get the chance to... I ordered a copy of 10 Rules for Dealing with Police from Fletcher Wrights, the same folks that put together the excellent DVD a few years back called Busted, A Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters. Both of them are viewable online now. You can see them both for free. If you go to YouTube and search for either one of those titles, you can see them both, the full presentation. Also, we linked to it over at freekeen.com. But I thought it was very good. Mark, you saw a portion of it. I don't think you saw the entire thing. You kind of listened in as I was watching some of it before the show. I mean, what were your impressions of
it? I thought it was well done, and the advice seemed to be sound.
Yeah, it's hosted by an attorney. He's supposedly a big name. I didn't recognize him, but I don't know attorneys. And it's hosted by an attorney, and it's well produced.
Mm-hmm.
It's slick, well packaged, well presented. And they lay out 10 decent suggestions that people should go by. Now, it's not how to do civil disobedience. It's not how to non-cooperate with the police. It's just some basic things that people are not taught in government school. They're not taught anywhere
about their about interactions with the police.
Yeah, exactly. Smart stuff and like walking away when you're on the street from the police.
As time goes by, you're that much more likely. Young people are that much more likely to have to deal with encounters with the police.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like it was when I was a kid. It's not like it was when you were a kid. It just gets more and more likely that your young person is going to be dealing with encounters with the police. And I can tell you that these movies offer the opportunity to show your family these things in ways that they wouldn't otherwise. They won't listen to you mm-hmm. on how to deal with police, whereas they will listen to an expert, and it gives the opportunity to have a discussion and things like that.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231 is the number. We go to Stephen in Virginia. Oh, by the way, if you want that video, you can go to flexyourrights.org. They've got it there. You can order it on DVD or just look for 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. On YouTube, you can find it in full there, but a great organization that's doing a lot to really help people understand how to interact with the cops. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. If you should interact with the cops, it's probably a better idea to not even answer the door, and that's one of the things they talk about in the video. Stephen, are you with us?
Yes, I am, guys. I'm enjoying the show.
Thank you.
First of all, I wanted to just give you a personal thing. Experience. I currently do not use cannabis, although I wish I could. However, the job market is as such that it's very hard to get a job right now, and all of these companies that I'm trying to get a job with require urine testing. Now, I'm in construction, civil engineering, and it's like total discrimination. So, of course, I can't use marijuana, although I would like to, you know, just as a recreational type of thing, not medically or otherwise. However, I just see that as unfair. You know, they're not letting, I mean, I've had to quit, and of course it's not physically addictive. I smoked the stuff for years, but, you know, I've never been addicted per se, and if you are addicted, it's a mental addiction as far as I'm concerned, but it's not like cigarettes or alcohol. We all know that, but just as from a personal standpoint, I wish I could still do it. I miss it, but, you know, so I've been looking into things like K2, which they can't detect in your, I don't know if you guys have heard of K2.
Yeah, it's kind of a synthetic version of THC.
I'm not sure it's synthetic. I think it's actually a natural plant, though I don't know. I just heard that it was like some kind of plant or different. It's like a herb blend, but I'm not really sure. So maybe it is synthetic. You could be correct on that.
I think it's both. I'm positive. If you want to hang on, we can talk about the issue of workplace drug testing here in a moment. 800-259-9231, the cannabis alternative stuff, I believe, is herbal, but it's also, I think, synthetic at the same time, and that they're probably spraying it down. So we're coming up.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.